Nolte, which body part will Joe Biden lose in the next debate? By John Nolte on September 13, 2019. Joe Biden is starting to remind me of David Cronenberg's 1986 remake of The Fly, the one where Jeff Goldblum's Seth Brundle slowly falls apart. The only difference is that Brundle had enough dignity to stay home. So far, on top of all these senior moments, we have been forced to witness Biden's eye explode and teeth come loose. Time is definitely not on the former vice president's side. What's more, for all intents and purposes, the race for the Democrat nomination has only now begun. Everything before Labor Day was a warm-up. The fight to February, the six-month slog to when the first votes are taken in Iowa and New Hampshire, starts right now, and Biden came out of the starting gate with pieces missing. What is Biden doing up there? What is he thinking? Why is he up there? What's going to happen in the next debate? Let's just hope nothing shakes out of his pants leg. Biden's numerical age is not a disqualifier, but his age certainly should be. He's an old man. Old. Old as dirt. People get old at different ages. President Trump is 73 and remains as virile as ever. Elizabeth Warren is 70 and could pass for 55. Pete Buttigieg is 37 and doesn't look a day over 13. And it is not just Biden's body that is falling apart, so is his mind. In these clips, you can tell Biden knows what he wants to say, but the synapses refuse to connect. Dash. CNN, best debate ever, Joe. Biden, to Bernie Sanders, Mr. President. pic.twitter.com/dgz1ivgenmw. Anonymous, at Urinon News, September 13, 2019. Dash. CNN, best debate ever, Joe. Biden, to Bernie Sanders, Mr. President. pic.twitter.com/dgz1ivgenmw. Anonymous, at Urinon News, September 13, 2019. Dash. Make sure the kids hear words. That should be Biden's motto. It should be on all his posters. Make sure the kids hear words. Here's Julian Castro ripping Biden over forgetting what he said 2 minutes ago. Dash. Julian Castro went after Joe Biden with a ferocity that some debate attendees thought went out of bounds. pic.twitter.com/lsniapat1. Politico, at Politico, September 13, 2019. Castro is under a lot of fire for saying this, and he certainly could have handled it better. But he wasn't wrong about the fine language Biden used. Dash. Julian Castro went after Joe Biden with a ferocity that some debate attendees thought went out of bounds. pic.twitter.com/lsniapat1. Politico, at Politico, September 13, 2019. Dash. Another bad sign for Biden is that he was actually pretty strong during the first half of the debate. It was during the second half that everything fell apart. Meanwhile, Joe Biden can't make it through a two-hour debate without his eye exploding, his teeth falling out, and his brain going all Rain Man about record players. Make sure the kids hear words, y'all. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.